You come up behind me while I'm preparing breakfast on the kitchen counter. Your arms caging me in, your front pressed against my back. I savor the heat of your bare chest against me, searing through that well-worn college shirt of yours that I love sleeping in. I can feel how hard you are. I rub my ass against your cock, my movement drawing a grunt out of you, which gives me shivers that start from the back of my neck to my shoulders and down my arms. You feel so good, pressed up against me, my body slowly falling into a relaxed state. I lean back into you, my head resting on your shoulder. You start to hum my favorite Sunday morning tune, and I can practically hear the happiness in your voice. Our hips start to sway together a bit. You don't dance, and that's the most non-sexual movement your hips will ever make. We both know this, so we laugh in complete synchrony from just knowing what the other is thinking. You get to the chorus, and your dedication to the song fills me with warmth. I close my eyes. Your arms wrap around me, drawing me tighter to you. I feel the rumble in your chest as you sing, and I fall in love all over again. I'm unsure when things started to shift, but it gets even better when I feel your lips showering my neck in gentle kisses. I love how you make me feel like a flower kissed by morning dew. Your exhales fanning my cheeks, and your stubble tickling my neck. I lean my head to the side so that I'm more open to your exploring lips, giving more, while your hips press me harder against the counter. My hand reaches up to run along your nape, gently tugging on your hair and massaging your scalp. You bite gently on the soft flesh between my shoulders and neck. And in response, I rub harder against your cock, the feeling of anticipation making both of us hungrier with need. You cup my cheek with your hand and align my lips to yours, and our kiss is anything but gentle. It's a constant longing to be closer, a tangled dance of tongues. My hand seeks your fingers, and I tangle them with mine, settling them on my stomach. Your other hand grazing my thighs and higher under my shirt, which is technically yours, but who cares at the moment? I just need your warm hands on my skin. As if you've read my mind, I feel your fingers graze my hips, traveling higher in a slow, torturous ascend. And just the way I like it, you cup my breast firmly, kneading, taking. I arch my body against your hands. It feels so good. I feel my knees buckle. You press me harder against you while you play with my nipple between your fingers, the pressure bordering between teasing and painful. I almost lose it. I'm already grasping for air while your moans fan the fire between my legs. Your hand starts trailing down my stomach. You don't waste a second, diving right in. You find out how soaking wet I already am, and your deep growl tells me how it's driving you wild. Your fingers furiously rubbing on my swollen clit. I squirm and buck my hips to the rhythm of your fingers dancing on my needy clit. I'm torn between rubbing my ass on your cock and pressing my clit harder on your fingers. But I don't get to decide, because the next thing I know, your heat on my back has been replaced by the cold morning air. My panties falling to my ankles, I stumble in my haste to step out of them, not even sure if I did. Your grip firm on my hip, your cock nudging my entrance. I try to brace my hands on the counter for the invasion, but before I can, the breath is knocked out of my lungs as you push inside me deliberately. I close my eyes hard and moan so loud that I bet the neighbors three blocks over heard me. I'm captivated by your breathing, as if you're trying to find your bearing. Fumbling and stumbling on familiar ground. Like me, you've momentarily lost yourself completely. Me in the feeling of fullness, and you in the delicious feeling of being seated warmly in my wet, tight heat. I clench my muscles tight, gripping you, and your fingers dig deeper into my hips. I can hear your teeth grinding and your labored breathing assaulting my neck. I know. I got you. You're letting me take over because I just know if you so much as move on your own accord, you're going to lose it. So I gently move my hips in circles around your cock. A delicious, guttural moan escapes your lips, and that alone spurs me to move a bit faster. Fuck. I'm going to come just from all the sounds you make. Jumping from fucks and incoherent sentences about how my pussy drives you insane. Your dirty talking is driving me wild, and my clit is throbbing almost to the point of it being unbearable. I grind my hips harder, seeking relief. You try to adjust your grip on my hips, your fingers loosening, and I take advantage of it as I capture your hand in mine, holding it against my breast. I start to pump my hips once, twice, in exquisitely deep strokes. I feel you buried inside me to the hilt. I'm giving you as much as you let me take. Your hand tugs at my ponytail, momentarily halting my movements. I feel you softly nip the shell of my ear with your teeth, a gentle contrast to the way your hips fuck me, hard and fast, whispering all the dirty thoughts I love to hear. Nothing beats Sunday mornings when moaning, panting, fuck me's, and the sound of skin slapping against skin is bouncing off the walls. I savor every smooth glide of your cock against my inner walls, punctuated by your hard and furious thrusts. You cant your hips, and I feel you hit my sweet spot. Your cock dragging along my G-spot is absolutely the sweetest torture. We fuck harder now, your hand on my hip and the other on my breast. Words have escaped us. We communicate in moans and whimpers, and all I can do is grab onto your arms to keep myself from melting to the floor. I feel your cock throb and jerk inside me, and it triggers my orgasm, coming at me like a freight train from nowhere. Eyes shut tight, voice hoarse, knees barely keeping me upright. I feel you thrust into me one more time before your hot cum spills inside my throbbing pussy, triggering another orgasm in me. Stronger, but gentler. Almost subtle, but enough to shake me. It's so unexpected, I almost fall, but before I do, I feel your arms wrap tighter around me. I thank you by capturing your mouth with mine in a breathless kiss. We stay like that, enjoying each other's warmth. I can still feel your cock throbbing inside me, anchoring me to you. The subtle pulsing of my muscles clenching and massaging your cock. I love how you shower me with feather-like kisses on my face and neck and shoulders, while I run my fingers along your arms still wrapped tightly around me. I smile against your mouth, and your shoulders shake as you chuckle, because my stomach growls and yours answers mine back with a low rumble. And that is our cue to get back to the business of breakfast.